Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
It's the Surrey Storm Podcast with player Leah. Becky Trippick stroke Nash is on the way. But first, Emily, as we record this, NPL group of players have already raised £800 plus on their 500k. What's that like for you?
Oh, I'm just so proud of them. I think for us at the moment, it's so hard being furloughed and not being able to sort of formally engage and keep them ticking over. But it just goes to show how sort of incredible they are and how self-motivated and what an incredible and important cause and an insanely crazy way of doing it. So yeah, Charlotte Pittaway and co leading the way. I've done my donation. I expect everyone else to do the same.
And they haven't roped you and the rest of the coaches in just yet?
Do you know what? She hasn't asked and I'm bloody glad. But we'll, if you were to ask, I would potentially consider it, but we'll see. We'll wait for that invite.
Lots of people have associated with Storm raising money for the NHS at the minute.
Isn't it amazing?
Team Surrey, M. Golvin was on last week, and they've already raised £2,000 for the NHS.
And I think that group especially, they've got so many sort of newly graduated, early graduated nurses and people in that field. So what an incredible way to show your team that level of support and, you know, the commitment that they've got to each other. I mean, Sharon Garner, their coach, was out running the other day. And yeah, and it sort of makes you all a bit emotional because I just think they're such a tight-knit group of girls. And yeah, very, very proud. And we'll be following them as they've already reached their target. So yeah, looking forward to seeing where they go with it.
On the main Storm feed at Surrey Storm, we're getting on board with this as well, with your all-time Storm team. And to be fair, though, there's some names that people can pick in every single position, aren't there?
Well, that's why I'm glad you're not going to put me on the spot, because I genuinely couldn't do it. I think it's too hard. And the names that are flying about already, I mean, we're about to hear from Becky Nash, Becky Trippick. Just Bongi. You forget we had Bongi there. You had Jeeva, you had Sonia. I mean, Shadeen's popped up and she's obviously so current and amazing. Mickey's popped up. Tam's in, Rachel, Pam. I mean, but it's the quiet ones as well that will just keep sneaking in and go, like Steph Bellow, like Amy Flanagan, and they'll just pop up.
Josie.
Like, oh, Josie Huckle. You're like, oh my God, these are amazing players. So yeah, it's a lot to think about. It might be one that I take to bed with me tonight to have a good think about. But yeah, I won't be making mine public. I have too much at stake.
Future star of the podcast, Chris Whitehead, might have heard of him, has gone for Hannah, Josie Huckle, Super Amy, Bongi, Tamsin, Pam and Rach.
Good team. Yeah, and some of those will have played together, actually. So if he's playing smart, he's actually playing for combos. So, yeah, he's done well with that. He's done well with that.
Don't forget to tag at Surrey Storm and also us as well, at Surrey Storm. And then the number 10 with your suggestions. We'll be taking a look at these over the next couple of weeks.
Hi, guys. This is Leah Middleton, and you're listening to the Surrey Storm podcast.
Easy to say. I am totally pumped to record this one tonight. Tamsin has just shared the 53-51 semi-final win over Mavs. Get in. And what a guest we have on tonight. The one and only Becky Nash stroke Trippick. Becky.
Hi. Quite the build up there. I was like, ooh.
No pressure there.
I know, get that.
Isn't it funny, all these Storm stars keep talking to as well. It's like, you can't go by their maiden names, Andy. You're not allowed. They're married women.
I prefer it, to be honest. And I got changed to this ridiculous name and now I've had to give it to the kids as well.
Oh, bless you. I do, like, I must admit, I walk around Sports Park and I get, why is he? It's like, yes.
Yes, I still have some memories. Nice.
How are you, Beck?
Yeah, good, thank you. Surprisingly good. More grey hairs. But yeah, surprisingly good. Enjoying my time with the girls at the moment.
I bet you are. And I think the best thing you can do for us is tell us, I mean, you were there day one, Surrey Storm. You were there pre-storm. So how many years were you at Hurricanes? Take us right back.
Oh, crikey, right back. So you're going back to when it was, what was it even called when you just played like the tournament? And it was Hurricanes. And you had like two London teams. So yeah, there from the beginning. And then it, oh God, I remember getting the email or the phone call to say, oh, they're changing and it's moving to Surrey. So I was already doing this journey from Essex round to Brunel. And then you're hearing, oh, it's going to Surrey. And I'm looking on the map because geography is not a strength of mine. And I'm thinking, oh, crikey, that's quite a drive. And then, yeah, it just kind of snowballed from there. And I thought, oh, why not? We'll go and have a look. And I remember going to, it was Mary Beardwood, and we were at Lady Eleanor Hollis, I think the school
that's
is.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, and we went and did not really know what was going on. And then Tamsin walks in and sits down, and then Rachel walks in, and you're just thinking, okay, this team's looking all right for me. I might stay a little bit longer. And then you hear that Sonia's coming and Jeeva's coming, and that was it from there. We trialled. I think I'd forgotten my trainers at the trials, I want to say.
I think you did as well.
I'm sure I had to borrow some trainers from somewhere, which is always a really good start. And, yeah, then I met Jason and then got a contract that night, which was – that was it. Then it all just kind of flew from there. But it was never that easy from the off. That was an amazing team. You had to work your butt off to get into that. But, wow, that it just feels like so long ago. But then as soon as you start talking about it, it feels like it was yesterday.
100%. And it's funny because my memory of that night with you was rocking up to that first trial, knowing that you didn't have your shoes and trying to sort that out. And then Jason, Mary and I talking and him going, well, she's got to have a contract. She's got to have a contract. And you just being so almost pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
It was just a really amazing, lovely sort of few months, that initial trial period. And when we were at Hollis with Mary and you were a huge part of that. It's so exciting.
It was lovely, and it was like you got to be part of Sports Park being built. I remember we went along and got to see where you were going to play, and it was just like, wow. It was unreal to think you were going to play in a sports hall that big, because at Brunel you had like two little bench areas, and that selling out was amazing. So to then move to the Sports Park and play in that sort of arena, you were just thinking, this is unbelievable. I'd never expected it, to be honest, because you just see the caliber of people that were coming into play, and I was just grateful to be in any part of a team like that. I just wanted to knuckle down and hopefully play some netball. So to then for it to pan out how it did and play it in with such amazing players in such a great team, just feel really grateful when you look back on it.
And thinking about, were you the first captain?
No, who was before me? Sonia.
Right, yes, that makes sense.
And then
I'm sure it was you after that.
And then I think,
part of that leadership group from the day off, because it was just that voice of reason from the middle, which doesn't come very often.
A bit, yeah. I think just as well, like, I'd obviously played with Tamsin before and I'd known Sonia for a bit of time. And I think just because I just got my head down and just worked hard, I think that there's a lot of big names in there and that had brilliant personalities that you bounced off each other as well. So I guess I was just the hard worker in the middle. I never really saw it as anything else. I just saw that was your job and what you had to do rather than doing anything extra, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
But no, it was, how it snowballed from there is crazy. How from hearing that conversation that, you know, you might move to Surrey and there might be a new team. And at that point, I was still toying with the idea of going to Mavericks, because obviously Mavericks for me is a lot closer. But I've always been kind of the person that when you're at a team, I don't, unless there's a real reason or you're told you're not wanted, I'd rather stay and work it and try and get myself on court rather than flitting between four or five different teams. Not that there's anything wrong with that. For some people that works really well. For me, I'm kind of like I like to stick with what I know. So it was a real unsure time. And I look back and I think, oh, everything could have just panned out so differently if I hadn't have gone with my instincts. And gone to Storm, and yeah, a lot of great memories from doing that, really.
And how many years did you end up doing?
That's the question. Was it 9, 10?
You know that kind of information will be on your wiki page.
If I have one of them pages, I'll struggle with it again, let alone a wiki page. I want to say 9 or 10, because I'm thinking Hurricanes as well. I can't remember exactly at what point. I finished playing at 30. So, yeah, when did Sports Park open?
2010.
A long time, let's just say that.
What about a particular game that sticks in your mind? There's been far too many.
Yeah, every time anyone asks that question, it's the Bath away. I'm sure it was the semi-final. And their lineup was just England player after England player. And obviously we had Tamsin and Rachel. And then we had the rest of us that would just work like, I mean, I don't mean this in any disrespect to anyone, but like, as you would say, like the average Joes in the Super League, like just weren't big names, just what we got heads down and just got on with what was going on. And we went to Bath. By far, we were not expected to win that game. And yeah, we beat them on their home turf. So yeah, that one is by far the one that sticks out for the good reasons.
They're always the nicer ones to remember.
And Em was team manager, wasn't she?
Yeah. Em was there from the start with me and team manager, but she was way more than a team manager.
That's what Steph said.
Yeah, she always had her little bits and her little pointers, and you knew the team manager wasn't going to be where she wanted to be. She was there ready for coaching and ready to get stuck in with everything that was going on. So way more than just a team manager.
It's funny, isn't it? When I look back at that and it's like the opportunity when I took it on, it was to work alongside people like Bex and like all the players and the coaches, and to be, because obviously Sports Park recruited me professionally as a commercial manager. So I was there, sort of, I moved my life to Guildford for it. So yeah, it was a huge part of my existence.
Isn't it mad that you don't really know how everyone got to that point?
Yeah.
You know from that point onwards, but you don't really know how they got to that scenario and what led them to follow that path. Like, you know, if Tamsin and Rachel hadn't taken the leap of faith, and if Jeeva hadn't done half a season there, and there's so many what ifs that it might not have got off on the right foot that it did right from the start, to be honest.
Yeah, and it always has. And if you think even that Sunday game we played just before lockdown a few weeks ago, like you still had those amazing fans. And I think we keep talking about this on the podcast with different players and different people that have been involved, but actually every age group, every team from every year, like no one can disagree that it's just an incredible thing to have been a part of.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm watching the Michael Jordan documentary at the moment.
Yes.
And he speaks about games that you go to their arena and it's like walking into the Lion's Den. And well, I mean, our place was the first place, wasn't it, that did the lights out, did the walk out, and, you know, people didn't like it and it wasn't sportsmanlike. And then all of a sudden now everyone is doing it.
Yeah.
It was kind of the pioneer behind it all. And you think, oh, it was just amazing to be a part of that, in leading the way in how we did everything and the entertainment, and it being more of a show rather than just a game of netball. So, yeah, it's mad. You think the fans we have are just insane. Like still now, if I'm out and about at netball, you know, I come across them on social media, just so lovely and just so supportive. Yeah, they really are some of the best.
Do you still get recognised?
Oh, God. Oh, that's such an awful question. I've been to a couple of things and you still see people and recognise faces and people come up and say hi, so that's lovely. But I was trying to show my little girl some of the games. Well, first of all, she kept getting me and Rachel Dunn confused. I was like, well, I'll take that to be fair because she's really good. But I'm trying to show, like, I've got it on like a really old Skybox. I need to work out how to record it. But yeah, I was trying to show her and she couldn't even recognise me. So I don't know. I give up with that one.
Every time there's netball on the telly, my boys are like, are you in this one? It's like, no, darling, this is the Australian national team versus whoever. It's like, are you in this one? No, darling, that's basketball.
There's been some lovely throwback where everyone's got a lot of time on their hands. There's been some really nice like throwback images, and I've been like screenshotting a couple so I can just show them, be like, look, I did actually play, I can throw and catch, I'm okay, you know.
And next week, an ex-Storm player with an England connection who's currently playing overseas.
I mean, it'd be rude not to.
And we might just be reaching out further than the US as well.
I mean, what are we going for? Our second furthest connection. I cannot wait.
More Becky on the way over the next couple of weeks. Emily, thanks as always. Have a good week.
And you keep safe and keep, what is it? Stay safe, stay at home, stay Storm.
Copyright Bex Juxton.
That's it.
The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.